Hi. This is
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy Fort. I welcome you to my radio show tonight. Tonight I am going to cover journaling techniques. There are four precise, specific journaling techniques that can take us from just the turbulence of raw emotional overwhelm to a place of calm and peace where we have more self-understanding. Now, in therapy, I use these journaling techniques to teach a client this process of taking them from that cathartic place they need to the place of self-understanding that they are really trying to achieve. We can do this in a space of about 20 to 30 minutes. It's a process of taking the emotions, finding out what's fueling those emotions, and then we bring relief to the individual. Often this type of journaling is a springboard to even deeper understanding of their lives and their issues. And though these are word journalings that we are doing, it can also be a springboard to an art piece, reflecting the journey that the person has taken in their word journaling pathways. And even if the person is an art journaler more than a diary keeper as far as journaling goes, these word journaling techniques could be incorporated into the art journal. And what I would recommend is to, especially for the first one or two times of going through these series of journaling techniques, to maybe do them on a mind notebook and just get the feel of it. And after you've done that a couple of times, you could probably just go ahead and journal right into your art journal as you're doing this processing. And if you really like what you've done in the first couple of times, you can always just remove the journaling from your notepad and somehow incorporate it into your art journal. And so you will have a complete record of your journey. Now, a few words about journaling. Journaling, and especially art journaling, is fun and energizing as a person taps into their creativity. Both types of journaling can tap deep into the inner workings of our souls and spirits. And since this possibility exists, occasionally something disturbing to the individual might show up in their words or images. I want to encourage you that if this happens, that you would reach out to a safe person, such as your therapist or support person, and talk about what it is that you feel disturbed about. I'm sorry about that. It seems like we're having some trouble here with the audio. Okay, so have that safe person or their phone number handy if you feel like you might be getting into some deep issues with this journaling. And otherwise, you can really just have fun with this. If you happen to find something disturbing in your journaling, I would suggest that this might be a place where more journaling and processing is needed, but perhaps with the help of a support person. Also, in view of this, I've created an invitation-only Flickr group to provide online support through private discussions and sharing of words or images. You can request an invitation to this group by going to my website at www.12tribesministries.com and going to the contact form page and fill out the form, and I'll send you an invitation to the Flickr group shortly after I receive your information. I also suggest that you cover your journaling time in prayers, asking the Holy Spirit for protection, courage, and openness to receive revelation that will lead to a wholeness and a healing time while you're doing your journaling, and that you have a heart to receive, no matter how painful the revelations might be. Okay. So, if any of you have been in a self-help workshop, a prayer ministry group, or any other group that facilitates healing the brokenhearted, you've probably become familiar with the idea of layers of healing. That phrase helps us understand that we start with an issue that is easily observed, the surface layer, and from there we work, layer by layer, deeper and deeper into our own souls until we uncover that final layer, or root tissue, that is creating our emotional pain. So think of each of these four journaling techniques as a way to peel back those layers. Now, before we go any further, let me list what those four techniques are. The first one is simply called catharsis. The second one is stream of consciousness writing, or it's also called free writing. Three is dictation or description. And four is our reflection. Okay, we will examine each type, and then I will give you the opportunity to actually use that journaling style before we move on to the next one. So let's go to our first journaling style, catharsis. The very definition of catharsis means to cleanse or to purify, and specifically the definition in the free online dictionary, and definition number three says that catharsis is a release of emotional tension as after an overwhelming experience that restores or refreshes the spirit. It is a quick way to get feelings down on paper as a first step before examining them and reflecting upon them. Cathartic writing may not reflect reality at all. It can be exaggerated, it can be distorted. It can be all over the place because what you're really trying to express is the intensity of the emotion that's churning around within you anyway. It's important to not censor the cathartic writing that you're putting down on paper either. Just let the emotion pour out of you. Usually when you need to use cathartic writing, emotions you are experiencing are negative, but you can use catharsis to journal neutral or positive emotions, too. You can include rantings and ravings, complaints, joys, feelings of power, ecstasy, whims, horrors, blame, feelings of being a victim, feelings that you may not admit to yourself or others in your normal course of life. But here in the journal, it's a safe place to express those feelings. Stress feelings, feelings of outrage over boundary violations. You know what I mean. You're getting the picture, I'm sure. It's better to express these things in the safe place of your journal as opposed to dumping them on some unsuspecting person, whether they are deserving of it or not. When you use this technique also, don't worry about proper grammar, penmanship, punctuation, spelling, using complete sentences, and so on. This is simply a time to pour out the raw emotion in your consciousness. And one last instruction before I release you to this first journaling assignment. Limit the time you dump using catharsis to 2 or 3 minutes tops. This limit is a type of safety valve to prevent you from getting lost within the emotion you are experiencing. It may be helpful to use a timer, and when it goes off, simply finish the thought you were writing or find a good stopping point and then stop fairly quickly after the timer goes off. Are you ready? pause the player to do your journaling, and when you are finished, press play again to go on to the second type of journaling. So let's do it. What is on your mind? Okay. I'm assuming that you paused the player and now are playing again, and we're ready to go on to technique number two, which I call stream of consciousness, or you might also know this type of journaling as free writing. Writers frequently use free writing as a daily warm-up before they begin their work in earnest. It can be used to get unstuck creatively. It may not appear to make any sense. Or there may be a revelation of something profound unfolding just as you begin to start this free writing. The point is that it is spontaneous and not thought out at all. You simply let the words flow from your mind through your hand to the paper without evaluating the words, without filtering, judging, or even considering what you've just written. This is very important because some of what might be coming forth can be from a deeper layer of consciousness, because now we are connecting into those deeper places. Therefore, what might be coming up may contradict what you presently believe to be true about yourself or your life. What might be coming up could feel embarrassing to our adult selves. It might even contain material that we are actively trying to push aside in our conscious awareness. What's really nice is we may start to sense that the Holy Spirit is beginning to speak. But even if that's the case, we must not pause to examine what we are writing, because as soon as we do, we lose the freeness of the writing and we begin to logically analyze it. The sense may be more clear at the end of the exercise and not in the middle of the exercise too. And so that's another reason we must not stop and try to analyze what's coming up, because it just simply may not make sense. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 4, but we stop at the 2+, and then we try to make sense of what the final answer is going to be by guessing what comes after the plus. All right, so I hope you get the understanding of the free writing from all of that. Again, within our instructions for this second technique is write anything that comes to mind. Don't worry about rules of grammar, spelling, or punctuation again. And also, it's good to know that sometimes the stream of words may suddenly stop. Now, if that happens, and it's very common that it happens, the way you handle it is you simply write the last word written over and over again until a new stream begins in your mind. And then you just take off writing down the new stream of words that are coming. Every time I've used free writing, I have had to repeat words one or more times during the course of the 3 to 5 minute time frame that I'm doing the free writing. And that brings me to the time frame, as I just said. You can go up to 5 minutes on this writing, and it's usually not very provocative. It may be bringing up things that you don't know about, but this free writing tends to be less emotionally volatile than the catharsis. And so we do let it go a little longer. And we put a 5-minute limit on it just because you can get a lot of information in that time frame in 5 minutes. And it's enough to look at. You don't have to just keep going and going until you run dry. And that might be a mistake some people make when they're doing the journaling. Again, it's part of the beauty and the success of these 4 journaling styles in this order is that each one has a time limit. And so that really does keep you from getting lost in it. Okay. Again, use a timer if you can. That helps to so you don't get lost with the exercise. Pause the player and restart it when you have finished your journaling and to go on to the next technique. Ready? Let your mind flow. Press pause. Okay, We are back again and moving on to technique number three, which is called dictation, or another word for it is description. You can call it either title. I like dictation because in technique number three, it's a very factual, very focused type of journaling. The first two techniques are very free-flowing, expansive, emotional. And then in this third stage, we are reeling things back in. We're looking at what our five senses are telling us at the moment, and we are recording what we perceive our five senses are telling us. And we can move on to other spiritual senses, too. So our five physical senses, you know, are seeing, touch, taste, hearing, and smelling. We can also take dictation or describe what we are sensing in our conscience, in our spirit, in our intuition. And we can write out what we believe our emotions are trying to tell us and what our minds are trying to tell us. This is sort of an accounting type exercise, if you want to think of it that way. We're just writing facts. We're not going to try to interpret or evaluate this journaling either. This refined focus of perception can produce great insights. And it's a way of examining that big, overwhelming situation that required the emotional catharsis from a new angle. And what's really beautiful about this is most of the intense emotion has been released, or we're beginning to feel control of it after the first two journaling styles. This is the first style where we're really starting to move towards the analysis, but we don't want to analyze quite yet. We're just doing the exact opposite, really, of the first two journaling techniques. We are just looking at where we're at, where we're sitting. We're taking note of what our body is telling us. And actually, in my website, on the page that you can link to in the description of this radio show, I have a link to my website, and there is it links you right to a page that has some examples of the type of journaling that I'm talking about. It's my personal journaling on different issues, just so that you can look at it and get an idea of what I'm talking about. And you can actually do that at any time. You can stop listening to the recording and go take a look at those. I think it's really beneficial in this third technique to really take a look at someone else's journaling as an example to get the idea of what the description might look like. One of the greatest benefits of this third technique is that it provides management of a situation that seemed overwhelming just minutes earlier. And that management comes from sharpening the focus, bringing it in, and starting to describe factually what I'm seeing, smelling, hearing. And for instance, if you are, one thing that happens after intense emotion, I was going to make even more of a descriptive phrase there, but I just don't want to limit people. So I had to backtrack from what I was going to say. But when you have had intense emotion and you've dumped it, one thing that, at least in my life, that I've noticed is my hearing appears to be sharper. Even sitting here recording the show, I can hear the ceiling fan in the room I'm in click, 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 clicking. And so that would be something I would write in my journaling for this particular technique. It's an awareness. Self-awareness that comes into play very strongly with this technique. Again, we are going to allow 3 to 5 minutes for your journaling using the timer. If you have one, it's just helpful. And now you can pause the player, and when your time is over, just finish your thought, find a good place to simply stop and press play again to learn about our fourth and final technique. All right. I'm glad to see you back for journaling technique number 4, which is simply reflection. And that is really self-explanatory. Reflection is really where the real insights come. This is the time where you can start looking at your other journaling that you've been doing. There are times where you don't have to look back at what you've just journaled. One of the benefits of doing these journaling styles all in a row, all in one sitting, is the thoughts already have momentum. They're fresh in your mind, and you don't have to really think hard to make connections. But that is one of the things that we do in this fourth journaling style. It's, like I said, it's time to go back and begin to evaluate, analyze. Do not judge and do not censor yourself, because this is these are your thoughts. These are things that are inside of you, and they're a part of you, and it's part of who you are, part of what has made you come to the place that you are today. You might find that you want to make some adjustments to some of your beliefs, perhaps, or your approach to life, or maybe you need to make some adjustments in your actual living situation. But that is where this reflection technique is where you start to evaluate that sort of thing. And what I was saying about no judging and no censoring is best part of the practice of self-acceptance, and to really embrace where you've been. It may not have all been good, but as I said, it's what's brought you to this place today. And even the hard places, places where you've reacted dysfunctionally or sinfully, that those things too have formed you and conformed you, and the Holy Spirit can use those things to really mold you into the person that you want to be, and that He has purpose for you to be, a person with abundant life, a person that walks in blessing and blesses others, a person who has wholeness in their lives. Back to the nuts and bolts of reflection. This is the time to record observations, insights, the connections that you have begun to see through your other journaling. Record things that you now notice that you did not know 20 minutes ago when you began this. It's sort of a meditative type of journaling. You can think of it as, if you can't see any connections right away, you can just begin, write a summary of the other journaling. You can, you may even find that you want to include in the reflection that you want to do this again and process the same issue and the same emotions again, because you can tell that there's more depth to be achieved. It's important to include self-encouragement here. Write down what you wonder. If you notice something repeating in the other journaling and you don't even understand yet why, just write that down. This is a place to record your thoughts and your musings about what's just happened. You might even want to write a more expanded view of the feeling that you're having, because now that the catharsis has happened and the free writing has happened, you might have a deeper understanding of that emotion now, and you can validate it, or you might find that you need to make an adjustment here and there to express that emotion more healthily in the future. You may even find yourself, if the emotion was brought about by interacting with another person, that during this reflection phase that you have a real concrete plan on how to approach the subject with the other person. This is a time to process forgiveness. If forgiveness is needed, you can forgive yourself. You can forgive God. You can forgive the people that have hurt you, and you can, you know, invite into your life during this reflection time blessings, and you can enumerate the things that you want to have in your life. Maybe you don't make any connections, and this is a place to write and say, I don't see any connection at all right now, but, you know, I am open to that revelation that I prayed for earlier. This is, again, there's really no rules. You don't have, as we've said earlier, with the different journaling styles, you don't need to pay attention to spelling and grammar and punctuation. And you still do not have to with reflection. But where the other journaling styles may just be sentence fragments, it is a good idea to write full, complete sentences. You don't have to have perfect spelling, or perfect grammar, or perfect punctuation. But you do want to write complete thoughts in this reflection. And as you process the reflection portion of the journaling techniques, this is the place where you really grow as an individual, where healing of broken hearts really occurs. So I really, really hope that this has helped you. I'm available, as I said earlier, to continue processing this if you care to and want to. Again, go to my website at www.12tribesministries.com and go to the contact page, you know, fill out a form, and we will get started on talking together at that point when I receive your information. And look around the website. At this point in time, July 27th, 2011, the website is under construction. I do not have those words at every page, but if things look incomplete and unfinished, it's because they are. And I have given myself grace to have summer with my tweener and enjoy just the fullness of each and every day. And I'm trying in the evenings and at night after she goes to sleep to work on the website and to work on my other art projects too. So please give me grace and forgive me for not having the website finished, but it will be there probably, I promise, by the end of the year, but I'm not going to promise before then. Again, I just want to say thanks for coming and sharing, and I do want to hear what you all have discovered. I'd love to hear your insights that you have achieved through these journaling techniques. So come on over to the website and hang out for a while. And I have just about a minute left. And I do not know for sure what to say. So I am just going to go ahead and close this segment off. It's this is Recognize, Reflect, and Release, Journaling for Intense Emotions radio show. And I hope your nights and your days are blessed and full of insight.